Okay, so now we're going to bring up Richard Dick, amazing man of God, mentor, friend to all, who's going to enlighten us about find God before you die. I'm sure he will say much more than that because God has prepared his heart. But let's go ahead and bring Richard up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful, cool morning. We thank you for the just for spring, Lord. It reminds us that all things can be new and beautiful, even when the weather is cool. But Lord, I pray that you'd bless Richard and clear his mind and his heart. Lord, I know that he has brought an amazing message, as he always does, because you have placed that in his heart. Lord, please open our minds and place it in our heart. And we just pray that we'd be blessed through the message that Richard has. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, thank you. Hey, yeah. If you've read a chapter, you know why I'm walking this way. Who said that? Somebody said I was old. Well, that's what this chapter is about, and we'll see that in just a minute. John, can you reach in my briefcase and pull my Bible out and bring it up if you can? Thanks. Should have remembered that. So, each time I've come up here this semester, I've had to thank Jack. Yeah, something like that. So Jack, true to form, has given me the passage on the decrepit old guy. I wonder why that was. Now, in actual fact, I picked it. But really, Jack? Really? So I'm going to read you the full translation here. And then on the next slide, I'm going to give you the simplified translation. So, remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days, evil meaning unpleasant, not morally wrong, but just unpleasant. And the years draw nigh when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened. So, talks about loss of our vision. This whole passage is really talking about as we age. And the clouds return, so depression, after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble, talking about our physical strength, although I'll surprise you a little bit with some things I'll say about that later on. And the strong men are bent, the grinders, teeth, cease because they are few, and those that look through the windows are dimmed. And the doors on the street are shut, so fearfulness and loneliness. When the sound of the grinding is low, hearing, and one rises up the voice of a bird, older people can tend to be fearful, particularly as they lose the ability to influence the environment around them. And all the daughters of song are brought low. They are afraid also of what is high, again, fearfulness, and terrors along the way. The almond tree blossoms. Almond blossoms are white. The grasshopper drags itself along, physical weakness and debilitation, and desire fails. What that phrase really is, and you'll see it in some of the translations, New American, I think, has it. It talks about the caper berry is no longer a sweet thing. So caper berries were used as aphrodisiacs in the time. You can still get them today, not for that purpose, but they actually taste pretty good. But it's the idea is sexual desire and appetites, physical appetites, tend to fade. I will tell you that happens pretty late in life. like maybe when you're dead. Maybe, I don't know. Because man goes to his eternal home, obvious. Mourners go about the streets before the silver cord is snapped, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. So the idea of the wheel that you put down, the pulley for pulling the bucket up out of the cistern, and that gets broken. The dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities. We've heard that before. says the preacher, all is vanity. Next slide, please. Okay, there we go. Here's the simplified translation. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth. Okay, that's verse 1a. Verse 1b through, or verse 1b, the illustration counts up through verse 7. You can see the succession of life there. So, and then it ends with vanity and vanity. Vanity of vanity, says the preachers, all is vanity. So, thanks for the encouragement. Gee, that sounds pretty good on a Tuesday morning. But it doesn't have to be that way. Dylan Thomas, a Welsh poet, in the middle of this past century, he wrote a poem that you all may have read in high school or college. It's called "Do Not Go Gentle into That Good Night," and it's, although he, as far as I know, was not a believer, but the idea is similar actually to what we're going to talk about here. Is don't roll over, and I'm going to talk to you about some people who haven't rolled over. Some of them in this room. Actually, a lot of them in this room. So there are two audiences primarily to what I'm going to say today. Those who are old and those who will be. So should capture most of you. Next slide, please. To those who are younger, and you can define younger however you want to. The key command is remember God and live for Him. That's verse 1, the first part of verse 1. Why? What's the point? I can do that when I'm older. You know, I might as well sow my oats or whatever term you choose to use for being young and stupid. God commands it. He just did. He deserves it. He deserves to be remembered and kept in mind by us all the days of our lives. Doing so will guide me in life and help explain life to me. It'll help me make good decisions and avoid bad ones. It'll help me please God. It'll help me regard and treat others and myself as I should. It will tell me about who I really am. It will carry out the process of conforming me to the image of Christ, because that the verse in John, 1 John says, brothers, it's not apparent what we are now, but when Christ appears, we know that we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. As I walk with God and see Him in His Word and in the lives of people around me, I start to become like Him because I'm focused on Him. The earlier I start that process, the better it'll be. Excuse me. And lastly, it'll help me finish well. And there's a warning. Scripture has a lot of those, but one of the particularly applicable ones right now is in Proverbs. So Proverbs 5, 10 to 14. He's talking about, in the past, you may remember from Proverbs 5, he's talking about sexual sin particularly, but lest strangers take their fill of your strength, and your labors go to the house of an alien, and at the end of your life you groan when your flesh and body are consumed, and you say, how I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers or incline my ear to my instructors. I was at the point of utter ruin in the assembled congregation. And then skipping ahead to verse 21, verses 20 and 21. The iniquities of the wicked ensnare him. He is caught in the toils of his sin. He dies for lack of discipline. Because of his great folly, he is lost. Because God watches all our ways. So, this is a decision for you folks that don't have white hair. Make the decision to follow God. Now, I'm pretty confident most of you already made that decision. That's why you're here at 6 a.m. But sometimes we can forget. Sometimes we can fall back from that. Sometimes and often we know brothers who have fallen back from that. two things. One is come alongside them, get them back on track. And the second is, if it happens to them or to us, it's never too late. It is never too late. If you're on this side of the grave, it is never too late to turn back. And I probably each of us has seen examples of that, where men who were headed for destruction and God intervened, sometimes at great cost to the individual, but God intervened and they turned back. It's a tremendous testimony. The thing I would encourage each of us to do is to don't wait till the end to do that. Okay, for the rest of us, those who are not as young as they used to be, to those who are old and you know who you are, finish well. 2 Timothy 4, it's not Timothy, it's Timothy, by the way, I misspelled it. For I'm already on the point of being sacrificed. The time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing, all of you. And then the words that Marty frequently quotes and that all of us, I think, bear in mind. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Imagine how it would feel to be standing in front of Christ and hear those words from your Savior, the God of the universe. "You've been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Next slide, please. Some well finishers, examples, most of which are probably pretty familiar to you. Moses, the first two, Moses and David, are great examples of men who were doing great, stopped doing great for a little while, and then got back on track. So if that's you right now, or a friend, or a brother, remember, it's not too late. Turn back. Enoch, the familiar guy, he walked with God and he was not, for God took him, because his walk with God apparently was so close that God just sort of didn't make him go through death and took him home to be with him. Now, the one you may not be quite as familiar with is Barzillai the Gileadite. Okay, you'll see him in 2 Samuel, I give you the reference there. So as David's fleeing Absalom, a lot of people sort of go over to Absalom, his son. But Barzillai, who's this really old guy, I think he's over 90 probably, he meets David at, I think, the fords of the Jordan and brings him food and provisions. And even though he's so old, he says, "I'm loyal to David and I will be till I die." And that should be us too. Paul, we just read that passage. Now here I'm going to embarrass some folks. Some of them I've warned already. Because some of those guys who are finishing well are in this room. I think of guys like Pappy, Ted Nance, George. Men who are walking with God to hopefully a distant end, but to an end, and are staying faithful. Let that be each of us. Another one I'll point out to you. Actually, I'll point out one to you. Jim Larkin's father-in-law. Jim Larkin's father-in-law is 85. He bench presses 280. Just what can happen. Why can he bench press 280? Because when he was caring for his wife during COVID, they couldn't have anybody into the house. So he built up his muscle strength to the point that he could carry her unassisted. That's why he bench presses 280. So. Another good point about finishing well is you can't coast uphill. Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I can't go up coasting. I have to push on, push ahead. The second is the straight and narrow doesn't get any wider the higher up the mountain we go. Just as it did with David, just as it did with Moses, there are landmines along the way. Sometimes they're landmines that we need to observe ourselves. Sometimes they're ones that we need to warn others about. So don't step on those landmines. If you do, pick yourself up and go on. Okay, questions, please. Next slide, there we go. In which group are you, getting old or already there? If the former, how are you doing at remembering God and living for Him? How can the men at your table help you to do better? If the latter, you're already old. Okay, I am, I admit it. How are you doing at finishing well? How can the men at your table help you to do better? Who is one man you knew or know who has finished well or is finishing well? And what can you learn from his example? And then lastly, are there any secret landmines that you know of yourself, and you may be the only one that knows them, that could blow you off the trail? If yes, whom will you talk with this week about that? Okay, so that's the end of my portion. Next week you get, and I'm sorry to do this to you, if this was a downer week, think about it. Next week you got Dallas Shaw. If you want a downer, that's the recipe, Dallas Shaw. But he will finish up the book for us. Thank you very much.